I burst out. What does it matter to you? Do we have to regard Hitler as a prophet? His glazed, faded eyes looked at me. At last, he said in a weary voice, I've got more faith in Hitler than in anyone else. He's the only one who's kept his promises, all his promises, to the Jewish people.
The prisoners get more hopeful as they hear gunfire in the distance and think that the Russians might be coming to free them. But one prisoner tells Eli that the Jews will never go free because Hitler has sworn to kill them all. Eli is shocked and angry. Why should the Jews believe Hitler? The prisoner tells Eli that he has more faith in Hitler than anyone else because Hitler is the only one who has kept all his promises to the Jews. What does the prisoner mean? His statement is ironic, a kind of cruel joke. People have promised to help the Jews, and no help has come. But Hitler has promised to make the Jews suffer and die, and this promise has been kept all too well. Let's continue after the first space on page 77 with, At 4 o'clock...
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the same day, as usual, the bell summoned all the heads of the blocks to go and report. They came back shattered. They could only just open their lips enough to say the word evacuation. The camp was to be emptied, and we were to be sent farther back. Where to? To somewhere right in the depths of Germany, to other camps. There was no shortage of them. When? Tomorrow evening. Perhaps the Russians will arrive first. Perhaps. We knew perfectly well that they would not. The camp had become a hive. People ran about shouting at one another. In all the blocks, preparations for the journey were going on. I had forgotten about my bad foot. A doctor came into the room and announced, Tomorrow, immediately after nightfall, the camp will set out, block after block. Patients will stay in the infirmary. They will not be evacuated. This news made us think. Were the SS going to leave hundreds of prisoners to strut about in the hospital blocks, waiting for their liberators? Were they going to let the Jews hear the 12th stroke sound? Obviously not. All the invalids will be summarily killed, said the faceless one, and sent to the crematory in a final batch.